Hello, and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, where we help dads navigate through life during and after divorce and create the amazing life that they desire for themselves and their children. My name is Jude Sandoval. I'm your host today. I am incredibly excited to welcome my guest today. We connected this couple weeks ago. Now in another group that we're both doing some work in, and she turns out to not only be in the same wonderful town that that I am in, but also working within the same realm of what we're doing here. Not specifically, but what she is a certified life transition and divorce coach. And she works with women in significant transitions like job changes, loss of a loved one, retirement and illness, and specializes in working with women before, during, and after divorce. Sounds familiar, right? Except just with women. And the result is a less expensive, more peaceful, and respectful ending to a marriage and a brighter new beginning ahead. Sue Horwitz, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jude. I appreciate your having me. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so excited to have you.
Me too.
And periodically, we talk to somebody that has a perspective that is from future ex's perspective, and that's why. But I've not had somebody really specific, like only working divorce for women, which is what you do. And I wanted to say to the gentleman out there listening, don't tune out right now because there's a real specific reason why. It's important for us in the conversation that we're going to have today, to to understand what is going through. I mean, we don't know everything that's going through everybody's mind or your future ex's mind, but to understand kind of the what has is happening in the process. Because after you and I were talking, we're basically saying, oh yes, well, this is the process, and this is very similar when you're working with women. And I'm saying, yeah, this is very similar when I'm working with the men. And then we were saying, oh my, wouldn't it be really great if we just got that out so that people can talk about, men and women can talk about, even through this challenging time, what is a better way to get through it? And like you said, make it less expensive, right? I like that. That's first, because it's like devastating. There's never a positive financial outcome in divorce because you're separating households. So it's guaranteed, make it less expensive, more peaceful, and have, a respectful ending. So that's really cool. Before we get into talking about that, can you just share with us a little bit about how you got into this and why you decided to specifically focus on women?
Sure. Happy to. So, I was married for 30 years and my husband left very suddenly. There was no real warning. It was just a matter of one day he came home and said, "I'm done and I'm leaving," and that's it. And I was already a coach at that point in time, although I was doing business coaching because that was my background previously. And I'd owned my own business for many years and was successful doing what I was doing, but the sudden change in my marriage, and the way he left so suddenly allowed for no closure. We never spoke again after a 30-year marriage. Really was devastating for me. And I was speaking at an event about money and women, and met my first divorce coach. And I was like, okay, what is this? I understand coaching, but explain to me what a divorce coach does. And I was really intrigued with, what this woman was telling me about what she does with her clients. And those things were non-existent when I started down the road of divorce. And even though I was able to manage my emotions really well because I was surrounded by other coaches, which you can't be in a better place when you're getting divorced than to have all your friends be coaches. But there were a lot of things I didn't know that I didn't know about the process of divorce. And so I became a divorce coach, and also was fascinated because at that time that I was doing the divorce coaching school, I was also shuttering a business I'd owned for many years. And so that was just another transition to go through. And what I've done in the process of these last few years is sort of map divorce to actual transition cycles, et cetera. So, and it's been really helpful for my clients as well. So, you know, and to your point, usually in a divorce, one person is in one place and another mm-hmm. person's in another. And the sooner they can get on the same page, the better off everyone will be.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's very interesting to me that you have a unique experience, and not necessarily unique, but maybe not the normal experience. Most women file, you know, 70-80% of women file. So most men are the ones, like, you know, you said, like, oh, I was like completely blindsided, or I wasn't, you know, I wasn't prepared, or I didn't know. And that's one of the things we talk about on the show, is that men are like, oh, wow, this is just like breaking me open. I had no idea. I wasn't prepared. Well, you know, whatever the dynamic was that led to it, that filing or that coming to having the conversation is like, oh my God. So you have a good perspective around what that really feels like for a man. And I think, so I'm excited to, well, I mean, having that personally yourself, and how, you know, that kind of translates to a majority of the men that are listening today. And then the other thing I love that you said is, like, you know, we don't know what we don't know. And I wish I had a divorce coach. And we talk, and I've talked a lot of times in the past, it's, talking to somebody, anybody, is incredibly important. And even if that's just a friend. Now, I had a close friend, thank God, that I had to talk to. But even the bestest of friends with the bestest of intentions give really bad advice. And a lot of his advice was terrible, which a coach would have been so much more helpful around. And, you know, on both ends, I don't know about you, but I envision a world where there's divorce coaches like you and I with podcasts like this, and then there's attorneys that hand out our information, and it's the first thing, other than taking your check for the retainer, to say, hey, here, Mr. or Mrs., call Sue or call Jude, and this is going to make things, well, they're probably not going to go with the first thing on our list, which is less expensive, right? Because I don't know. I mean, most attorneys want to get through this like in a peaceful, respectful way. But, you know, do this, talk to them so that you can really have an understanding of what's going on. Right. And, you know, have somebody that is trying to help guide you through this.
Well, and to help you, to help bring out the best of yourself in the way you want to go through this. And I mean, divorce the way we know it and the way we've been educated and the way we've gone through our own is by nature adversarial. And a lot of what newer divorce processes or things like collaborative divorces or working with a divorce coach and a mediator and things like that is really to help each client come to some basic understandings and decisions for themselves. And, you know, I got advice on what attorneys to hire. Had I known about a divorce coach, I would have probably learned more about what divorce options I had. You know, and been trying to negotiate that way. So, for example, in my situation with a runaway husband, not wanting to communicate about how to settle things, we were just by nature thrown into an adversarial legal kind of situation. And, you know, it cost us each tens of thousands of dollars to get divorced. So in the beginning, you know, you talk about men who've just found out their wives have filed. I mean, they're behind the curve on what's going on. So in other words, their spouse has maybe gone through some confusion and some initial decision-making, and they're just left holding the bag. So one of the first things that's important for people in the beginning of a divorce is to realize that they're in an intense fright or flight situation emotionally. And, you know, to be able to communicate with a spouse that, can we slow this down for a minute? I understand you want out, but let's talk about how we want to get out so that the kids are okay. And if one person is capable of being calm, that's super helpful. Yeah. And a divorce coach works with someone to try and find that calm within themselves. Right. In that situation.
And that's, you know, that's a great point, because it goes back what you said, which you just said initially, that we don't know what we don't know. And we think, and what seems to just be the general perspective out there is, oh, hire an attorney or go talk to an attorney. And that is not necessarily the best first thing to do, because you need to look at this holistically. And if you are going to move forward, you need to create a team around you. And, you know, when you're starting a team, what is the first thing that you're going to do? Are you going to go out and get the quarterback, or are you going to go get like the coach? And then the coach is going to build a coaching staff. And then you're going to start looking at, you know, building that team and that, you know, all around what it is that you want to accomplish. And so going out and looking for, you know, a coach or a therapist might be the first thing. This is almost sounding like a commercial on hire a coach. So
yeah, maybe
we'll get away from this, but the point being is that I don't know if it's you, but 95% of the divorces are going to be settled outside of court. So there's a higher probability, if you can do this, and you said, you know, it's great after you get through that initial reaction in the first, you know, two reactions that I typically see are the denial, right? First thing's like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Then the next thing that sets in is like the fear. Oh my God. And on both sides, right? And it can be different. It is different. I mean, men experience the denial differently. Men experience the fear differently. Mm-hmm. And then if you can mitigate that, if you can find a coach, if you can find somebody to talk to, and then like what you talked about then is then where are you going to go from there? And what are you going to do? And how can we go forward to make this, you know, potentially better? Because no matter what has happened in the past, you have a choice right then and there. If you want to make the rest of your life, the rest of this time, especially when you have kids, better, or make it harder.
Right, right. You know, part of what I think is important for anyone going through this is to try and create a vision for themselves about how they want to go through their life, what they want their relationships with their children to be, what kind of relationship they want to have with a former spouse. You know, have a solid vision, because one of the gifts I think you get in a divorce, and hopefully you don't waste too many years trying to find this, is what are the gifts in the divorce?
Yeah.
And being able to navigate your own relationship with your children is an amazing experience. I mean, you've talked about that with your daughters.
Yep.
But when you're a spouse, and in a marriage, you're usually thinking in terms of us as a set of parents, and you don't necessarily think about your own relationship with the child. And I think that's one of the most important things to kind of get a vision for, and a vision for how you want to live your life financially, you know, on your own and things like that. And every single aspect of your life changes when you divorce.
Right.
You know, even if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're still staying at home with kids, you're not a married couple anymore. You are a single parent. And so you have to have a strong identity for your, create a strong identity for yourself, I think, in order to move forward. And I think that if you're able to have those conversations with a soon-to-be ex in a positive way, that way each parent is, you know, even independently moving in the same direction with their children in terms of having good parental relationships.
Right. So I love that you say that, because that is the first step in going forward that I work with the men, is creating that vision and direction. So that to hear you say that, that, you know, that's it, that is the one of the first steps that you do in working with the women that you work with is good. But now how do we figure out to communicate that with the other person? Because you just said it a little bit earlier, is, well, obviously if they're getting served, you know, papers, or they're, you know, the conversation's coming up that I want a divorce, there's been a breakdown in communication, right? Something is missing, something is lacking to the point that somebody wants out, or that you just both know that it's time. So now how do we effectively, because, okay, well, we've been married for how many years? We haven't figured this out. We haven't been able to communicate. Now we're doing the work, which is a positive, right? Mm-hmm. You're mm-hmm. working with Sue. You're working with Jude, and we're creating this vision and direction. How do we then figure out how to communicate that? Because maybe it's not the same, but maybe it is the same, or maybe we can come to some common ground that's going to be beneficial for the kids, provided both parties are thinking with the kids, you know, first and foremost in their minds.
Sure, sure. You know, it's so interesting because one of there are several organizations that teach people like me and you communication skills. There's the High Conflict Institute, and they teach certain methodologies on being able to communicate with a spouse during these times. And in some cases, you'd love to plan all this out beforehand, but if papers have been filed and, you know, feathers are flying, if one partner can, you know, kind of take the lead in being a good communicator, which is not going back and criticizing the other person, finding new ways of communicating, which is extremely difficult when you've been practicing really bad communication behaviors in your marriage that leads to a divorce. But there are ways to do that. One of the most successful programs I've seen is called BIF, and it's brief, informative, factual, and friendly. So if you can, you know, when you're communicating with someone, keep it to those things, no emotions, no blaming, no catastrophizing, that becomes really important. And I'm a firm believer in writing things down. And if you can practice the conversation with someone, I know that's always helpful. I would, one of my best friends who just happens to be an attorney, while I was coming up with ideas for my own divorce and negotiation, she, because she's a negotiation person, would just say, okay, you've got to cut this line out about your feelings. And, you know, you can't say this about, well, you know, you told me when. She says, all of that needs to come out. It's just to the point, no emotion, factual and friendly. Because you find people in that middle phase, those final days of negotiation, let's say, you know, and the hate mails flying between each other. It's just, you know, thanks for the information. I agree with this. Let's rework that. Thank you. You know.
Right. And that's where having a good coach, because you just, again, like you're mirroring a lot of the stuff that I see in session with clients that I'm working through a conversation, like, how can you have this conversation and have it be beneficial? Let's role play that for a minute. Let's talk about that. Exactly what you just said. Okay, let's not talk about what happened in the past, or let's not talk about the emotion behind it. Let's talk about actually what you've created as a vision and direction, and how you can go, you know, what you can do to strategize to do that with your future edge. What can you do? I mean, you, like, we don't know them, but what do you know them? What do you think you can do? How do you think you can move forward? How do you think it's going to be a better way to communicate it? And for the guys out there listening, and I always am a firm believer that it is in your nature, and it is incumbent upon you to take that lead in that communication and moving this forward. Maybe it's not something you've done in your marriage. Maybe that's part of the reason why your marriage is ending, but it is necessary for you, if you haven't, or if you're uncomfortable with that, to work towards figuring that out. It is going to assist you not only in this process, but in going forward in life and future relationships. So yeah. I love that you said somebody needs to take the lead. Yes, because if somebody doesn't, it either wallows into like nothingness and just a mess, or it becomes contentious. If you're conscious about it and take the lead, and men, it's incumbent upon you to take the lead, do it, and figure it out. And the other thing I would say, I love the BIF, and I'm going to look that up. We'll put that in the show notes, because that is absolutely huge in communication.
It's really interesting. And, you know, the one thing about taking the lead, and thank you for saying that, it's about developing your own internal leadership qualities, which, as you know, after a long-term marriage, you know, you've lost half of everything you're doing, or that person you rely on, that person who completes you in many ways. So it's a great way of getting into yourself, and especially if it's an involuntary divorce. Developing your own self-agency right away is the best possible thing for anyone going through this. I mean, you know, one of the things that I find kind of sad, and I'm part of a number of Facebook groups with divorced women, and there are a lot of people who carry on about their divorce, you know, 8-10 years later, and it's like, oh my gosh, there are other things out there for you. How'd you miss them? And I think that's an important part of understanding the transition that you do go through, is that, you know, there's no right way, wrong way. It's a process. And part of what makes it easier is just keep focusing forward and taking good care of yourself, so that you can create wins throughout the course of the divorce, you know, in your daily life, just to feel better and keep moving forward.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a second, because really the, you know, after that denial, that fear, then you've got to move forward. You've got to do something, like you said, you know, agency, creating agency and leadership. And that might be different for women than it is for men. Obviously it is, right? Okay. Just based upon what our masculine and feminine natures are. Yeah. But identifying what those behaviors were, we can call them adaptive behaviors, maladaptive behaviors, whatever you want to call it, that you brought to the table that did not serve the relationship well, and digging into that. And this is a self-reflection thing, right? It's not like looking at what he or she did. It's looking at, okay, I had these behaviors. Maybe I'm, like an overgiver, right? I do too much. And that was an adaptive behavior that I learned in my childhood, may have helped me survive whatever circumstance you may have had growing up or in your youth. But then you get into a relationship and in your adult life and a romantic relationship and then a family. And if you haven't thought about this stuff, you haven't figured this stuff out, and it becomes, you know, this adaptive behavior then becomes detrimental. It still was adaptive behavior. Some people don't like to call it maladaptive. I think then it becomes maladaptive, right? Because it's then not serving your current life. So it would be maladaptive, right? But looking at that then and trying to understand, because we're broke open, right? At this time during divorce, it's one of the rated as one of the top two most stressful things that you're going to experience in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Going through all this soul searching, you describe like half of everything in your life is now missing, that partner and everything. And so it's an awesome, awesome opportunity to do that self-reflection.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I see with my clients and in my own experience, there were, you know, when you get to the state and you're calm enough and you have a little bit of emotional peace, if you will, in the divorce process, you know, you're in, and in, this is an interesting time in any transition, you know, it's kind of a time of confusion, and there's the end of the marriage, but you really don't have that new beginning outlined yet or whatever. One of the things that is helpful is to look back on yourself and what really understand what behaviors you have that work for you and what behaviors that don't work for you. And aspects of your relationship that worked and didn't work, and decide which ones you want to bring forward.
Yeah.
So, you know, as I looked back on, you know, myself and what I wanted to bring into my new life and in my relationships with other people, including my son, I was a little bit of a control freak on a lot of levels. And it was a complaint that my spouse had. And, you know, so I've had to learn how to not be in control and how to trust others.
Divorce will do that.
I give it up.
All right.
You know? But it's really helped a great deal. I mean, I've been able to, what I found is, okay, if I don't have to control what's going on in the house and who's meeting who and when and what they know and what they don't know, I have a lot more freedom.
Yeah.
And my relationships are more free. So, you know, that's just an example of the kind of thing that worked for me, you know, and is really being able to go back and when I could put some distance between me and the rawness of the divorce, and I could examine, you know, mine was an involuntary divorce, where what role I played, what responsibility I had in the marriage falling apart. It was really helpful to say, okay, yeah, I wish I hadn't done that, you know, and move on. Right. I think that's super important. And especially for people who have their children around them still. When I got divorced, my son was already grown and out of the house. So I didn't really have an opportunity to kind of reflect back with him per se, although what I did discover has made my adult relationship with him and now his wife and my granddaughter very different. So right.
And you can start to apply that knowledge immediately. Right? Immediately, yeah. In the process of the divorce. So say maybe it's past where you're going to be able, but sometimes, you know, there's men that I work with that are just going through this and still, and they're like having these epiphanies, right, about these behaviors and going, oh, wow, well, I can really see that now. And sometimes, I mean, not often, but sometimes it does lead to the ability to figure out and sort things out and understand that this is where we were. But even if it doesn't, applying it immediately in this process, because there's not going to be any more stressful process you're ever going to, you know, experience, mm-hmm. taking that and getting through that is going to help you, like you said, in your life moving forward. And trust me, and tell me if I'm off base on this, if you don't figure it out through this process, it's going to come back again. And it's going to come back again, and it's going to come back, and it's going to stay in your face until you figure it out and working out. So it behooves you to really do this self-reflective, no matter how bad the other party may have been. And there's a lot of,
there's a lot of bad
runaway husbands or whatever else, or narcissistic or whatever else. There's still some self-reflection of what you can figure out for the next time. And it is the most critical, I feel like the most critical thing that you can do through this, because then the next point I want to make is what you said, like going forward with your kids, then you are modeling for your children going forward a better way. Now, they may have seen up to this point something that wasn't a great example, but they see now the change and the adaptation and the pivot that a parent makes. It will have an unbelievable impact on them, probably a more, because this is stressful for them too. Emotions are high. This is, we remember things in some of the most stressful, crazy things that happen. Yep. It can have a positive impact on your children, dependent upon how you approach that. And if you can do this, if you can do what we're just talking about, and then you can figure out a way to communicate, it can be really, really beneficial.
It's super helpful. I mean, we wouldn't talk to our coworkers the way we have probably spoken to our former spouses and kids. And I think, especially there's so much noise out there in the world, especially right now for kids.
Really?
And divorces, mm-hmm. skyrocketing right now as a result of the pandemic and things like that. And, we all deserve better with each other and especially our kids. And if we want the world to be better, we have to model that, as you said, for our children. And, I don't know whether marriages are meant to last forever. I think it's a wonderful thing if they can and do, but sometimes they don't. And it doesn't mean that, it has to be a scorched earth behind you. And so I really think it's important to learn how to have those communication skills with someone that you're breaking up with and being able to take it forward. It's super important.
Absolutely. That's, that is just a beautiful way for us to end this, because it's so nice. And I want the men out there to hear. And each time I do this with a woman that might be working with women, and say, to hear that there are very much the same sentiments on both sides. And you said it exactly. When we're listening to society, or we might be, listening to our attorney or whatever else, sometimes those sentiments and those feelings get lost, and they are probably more important than some of the other things that we're listening to. So, gentlemen listening, any women listening, that is, we want to figure out and get along and go through this process and have a better life going forward. And it is possible. And the majority of people do it. We always hear about the contentious stuff, and the news always gives the worst case scenarios and whatnot. But the majority of people and the majority of us do want to do this and get it right and do it the best. And in particular, our audiences, because they have children and we want a better life for them, and we want a better world going forward. So, Sue, this was, absolutely wonderful talking to you. I really appreciate it. Men, so at the end here, if you're able to communicate with your future ex or whomever you're going through this process with, and send them Sue's information and let them get in touch with her, because this is going to benefit you. Or, you know, if you've got a daughter or a sister or anybody else that's going through this, and, you know, the getting that coach, right? Starting your team, getting that coach or that therapist, really, if you can, you know, if you have the means to do it, first thing you can do before you go to the attorney or do anything else. And we can work on that mindset, work on figuring out the best way so that we can, what is it? What did you say? The result is less expensive, more peaceful, and a respectful ending to a marriage.
Thank you.
Amen. I really appreciate it. Sue, yeah. Thanks so much. I'm going to put your info in the show notes, but just tell us where anybody can get a hold of you.
So anyone who wants to talk, male, female, or even a kid that is confused, they can go to my website. It's SueHorwitzCoaching.com, and they can schedule a 45-minute free consultation with me. So I'm happy to talk to anyone about that. And if you want to learn more about transition, there's also a downloadable ebook called Change Readiness: How Ready Are You for a Big Change in Your Life, and What to Expect When Life is Changing. So it's a nice ebook that people can read and learn more about the actual phases of transition.
Nice. That's on your website.
It's on the website also.
Awesome. And anybody else, you know, you can always hit the divorceddadvocate.com. If you found value in our conversation today, please like the YouTube video, leave a comment. If you're listening to this on one of the podcast platforms, please leave a review. It helps us immensely, and share it with somebody else, because the more people that we share this with, the more we're able to help and make this a more respectful and peaceful process. I just love that.
All right. Sue, thank you
so much for being here today.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Bye.